Hi everyone, this is Aaron. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. I am recording from my car and you are listening to the Sound Words Podcast. Last week I had heavier topics on this podcast. We talked about preaching and podcasting and whether it's right or wrong. So this week I wanted to do something a little bit lighter. Normally I send out links on my blog and in my weekly newsletter. And so I wanted to comment on some of those links and recommendations here on the podcast. My first recommendation was to watch Paddington 2. Jess and I have MoviePass. MoviePass is a credit card and it works kind of like a subscription for movies in theaters. We are allowed to watch one movie per day, any movie that we want, and it's called MoviePass. Look it up if you don't know what it is. But we watched Paddington 2 this weekend with some friends. Paddington 2 has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes score, and I think it's like a 90% by the viewers, and I give it an A. I thought it was a great movie. Now, I saw Paddington 1 with Jess back in theaters when it was out, and I liked it. I liked it for the visuals. I liked it for the unique storytelling. I liked that it was family-friendly. And so Paddington 2 takes all of those elements and expands them a little bit more. In case you haven't seen the movie, by the way, there's going to be spoilers in this podcast. Paddington 2 starts off a bit silly when Paddington's trying to get a job. He's trying to buy this pop-up book, and as it turns out, the pop-up book is actually a secret book with secrets inside. It's actually a treasure map, and there's a bad guy played by Hugh Grant who's trying to get to this treasure. So he frames Paddington. Paddington ends up going to jail. He ends up reforming the jail, turning everybody nice and kind, and Paddington ends up being missed by his family and by his neighbors. So everybody gets together and finds ways to help Paddington. I like how the movie starts and how it ends by tying up everything together. I like how the moral of the movie is about family and the things that you will do to save and protect and keep your family. I give it 100% as well on Rotten Tomatoes. So while the story is great, I think that technically the movie does a good job with animated Paddington. I think there are some nice visual sequences. There's a nice pop-up book sequence that plays really well. There are nice visual touches with color and even with different camera movements. And different graphics overlaid on the screen. The movie is fun both for children and adults. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Paddington 1 is on Netflix, I believe, and that's also worth your time. Thanks for listening to the Sound Words Podcast. This has been a fun and silly episode. If you want to read my link of recommendations, just visit my blog, musicgoon.com. And you can also sign up by hitting the subscribe button in the left-hand column in the navigation to get a weekly email from me. I send them out every Friday. It's a collection of all my blog posts. See you tomorrow.